UBLN, though, great song, very comedic. Mm-hmm. You know, I remember when I was a young kid getting this tape, Rapping and Goofing, and it had all these silly songs on there. Don't You Dog Me, the Rapping Duke was on there, Hambo, all these silly songs. And to me, UBLN kind of, it wasn't on that compilation, but always reminded me of that.
It should have been on that
compilation. It should have been on that compilation, yes. Exactly. But it was just a silly song. I remember that appealing to me as a young kid, you know, the silly lyrics and the stories they were telling and stuff. And I just got a kick out of that.
Right.
It reminded me of, you know, like back then there was such a lighter vibe to the hip-hop scene, you know, in the 80s. And it's before stuff got real hardcore. And I thought comedic songs like that, even though they were, you know, they're rapping on there, snapping, doing their thing, but it still had that funny message, and you know, I think that appealed to me as a kid.
Jimmy Spicer, Bobby Jimmy and the Critters, all them cats doing different stuff.
Yeah.
And you know what? I mean, that's cool because you know, you don't always have to be tough in hip hop. Right. You know what I'm saying? We got a lot more to offer than that. And everybody, I guess, in 2021, everybody must be hardcore.
Yes.
You have to be shot 14 times and survive.
Right.
And,
right.
And you gotta sell tons of dope and tell on yourself, but never go to joint. Anyway. I mean, I like some of that stuff too. Don't get me wrong, but it shouldn't. No music should be the same and everything all the way through.
Exactly. God, you gotta have a little fun.
Yeah, that new music is hilarious, but I don't think that's what their intentions are.
Right.
No, they're accidentally comical.
Yeah, they're accidentally comical.
Right.
Yeah, but yeah, UBLN, you're right, because you know, talking about KFC and cans of dog food and the ad libs and all that, and the music was kind of funny.
Yes.
So it was kind of like some old, you know, Three Stooges type.
It was.
Much needed humor.
Right.
So I do appreciate UBLN, and we grew up on it, man. And that, if we're bugging on it now, how did we feel back then when it was live on 92.7 or whatever?
Right.
I might want to edit that out. Anyway, yeah, bugging out on that one. But then let's move on to Dumb Girl. The sounds of the hood.
That, you heard that coming through the hood in the cars?
Where was you living? What street was you living on? I was on Holbrook Avenue.
I was on Detroit Street.
North End?
Out in Bucktown.
Yeah. Detroit Street by Coldwater Road.
Yes, sir.
Okay, yeah. I was Northside, Portside, FLI, and I ain't lying. Saginaw and Carpenter Road. I was on Holbrook Ave. Back then, if you remember, they all had Suzukis or Jeep Cherokees, and they used to have the names of the hip-hop songs on the side.
Exactly.
Man, that was dope. And Dumb Girl was in mad Cadillacs with the true spokes and Vogue tires.
Man.
And that bass would hit. That 808 was great.
You can hear it from a mile away.
Nice.
Dum, 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 dum. And even that had a bass to it.
The voice.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Right.
And what was they talking about, basically? He's talking about the, you know, an uneducated chick out there doing what uneducated chicks do right now, I guess.
Right.
But now they're celebrating for it. They even rap about it.
Right.
Damn, we done did a whole 33 RPM revolution here talking about hip hop and where it came from to where it is now, and it's kind of crazy.
Right.
And Dumb Girl is like a long line of traditions of songs similar to that. Sadly, That Girl by Gucci Crew.
Right.
Exactly.
You know.
What was the other songs you was talking
about?
She's
Crafty, Beastie
Boy. Yeah.
LaToya. Just Dice.
Dear Yvette, LL Cool J.
Yeah, Dear Yvette was hard.
Oh, man.
And you remember LL's love songs back then on Radio Album?
Yeah.
They weren't bad. They weren't as sappy. I mean, but it was kind of funny because remember in that one song, "Hey girl, you want to come over to my crib, have some donuts and milk, listen to a pop tune?" LL was on that tip. And that was just a trip to see LL now as a television star, movie star. Wow.
International.
Still humble. But still ain't afraid to grab a mic and shatter somebody's career.
Right.
I ain't gonna say no names, but
And LL still treats the ladies right too. I seen him in concert a couple years ago. He brought like 12 women on stage, gave each one of them a rose.
He's a player, man.
Style. And ladies love Cool James.
What was some of your favorite LL joints?
Ah, man, Rock the Bells.
Jack the Ripper. Remember original Rock the Bells?
Original Rock the Bells had the bell at the cowbell.
Yeah, and it had the Jack the Ripper, King Hercules, the extra verses.
Yeah.
Man. Oh, you got to talk about the Peter Piper.
Oh.
In LL.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah.
I'm giving you guys a fun fact
quick. Good segue.
Peter Piper, which everybody knows, was sampled. Run DMC used it for off of...
Bob James,
Bob James.
Yep. Welcome to the Mardi Gras.
Take me to the Mardi Gras.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what?
What's up?
Rock the Bells was supposed to have that sample first. But LL, with him being in the camp with Rick Rubin, decided to just let Run DMC run with it. But could you imagine Rock the Bells would take me to the Mardi Gras?
Ooh.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean
just with the sap, but not Run DMC. I mean LL, you know, going back, you know, back and forth with anyone, but
right, like
because he didn't have anybody.
Right, because that was the difference. Yeah. What we were talking about earlier, we was talking about this, and we said, well, it makes sense that Run DMC had Peter Piper because they freaked it by going back and forth.
Yeah.
Whereas LL would have killed it lyrically, but he wouldn't have been trading off with nobody like Run DMC did.
Right.
But you're also talking about, on another note, beyond that, well...
I'm just talking about production-wise.
That would have changed the game because then what? Would Run DMC would have had... hard as
never know. Right. Yeah.
Right. Who knows?
Right.
And then that would have took away one of Run DMC's greatest neighborhood songs of all time. Because Gaza was just going through looking at the listings of the tracks of Run DMC that were played the most.
Right.
And at the top was what? What was the top?
It's Tricky was the top. Then Walk This Way. After that, I think number 4 or 5 was Peter Piper.
Right.
And to us, Peter Piper would probably be number one or
close. Yeah, man, you ask anybody back from the era that came up in that era, Peter Piper was up. The Breakers will tell you, man. Yeah. You had to have it, man.
Yeah.
But instead, on the other end of the spectrum was, what was the first one?
It's Tricky.
It's Tricky is cool.
Yeah.
Speaking of It's Tricky, I mean, It's Tricky is cool. But what people aren't doing it justice is... us being DJs, we had 12 inches and we had the albums and we had the bonus cuts. Yeah. And I'm looking at one of Thunder's 12s of It's Tricky. It's Tricky and More. And it's an EP, 6 tracks on it. And it's talking about It's Tricky, which is a club mix, which is probably the one you're used to hearing in the bar that makes It's Tricky, which is a short video, turn into 7 minutes and 19 seconds so that they can dance, you know, unrhythmically.
right.
To a long It's Tricky song, which is cool, but Up Tempo, which is the, man, how would you describe it? It's like a DJ tool, but how would you describe it? Up Tempo. It's Tricky, right?
Yep. But Up Tempo is DJs lined it up with, you know, with dance music.
Right.
As far as like techno.
Yeah, for the mix shows.
Yeah, for the mix shows.
Okay. It's actually that fast, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's got, like, mostly it's got ad-libs, and you can hear Run DMC, like, saying their backup vocals or whatever. Yeah. They're not kicking verses over it.
Yeah.
And it's only 2 minutes and 35 seconds, so I don't know if they was looping it.
Yeah.
These house and techno cats, or were they taking 2 copies and using 3 turntables? Or they was doing something to prolong that 2 minute and 35 second.
Right.
And then you got the regular It's Tricky on there, which is the one that you hear on the video and the one that we played off of, that's off Raising Hell. And then there's a scratch appella, which interests the heck out of me. Thunder was telling me that that's basically Jam Master Jay scratching the acapella of It's Tricky, right?
Yep, that's what it
is. Similar to what Public Enemy, I have a copy of You're Gonna Get Yours, and it's also got the best hip-hop song of all time, Rebel Without a Pause, on it. But they have a version of You're Gonna Get Yours, a Terminator X Getaway version, and it's ironic because Terminator X didn't scratch it, but Johnny Juice Rosado, one of the real DJs behind PE's success, especially on those albums, Nation of Millions, and especially Bumrush the Show, they were scratching an acapella. You couldn't get an acapella of this. So we were saying that Jam Master Jay and Johnny Juice from Public Enemy, they had the lacquer acetates, which were the original wax plates before they do the pressing of the copies. And they were probably only, they wanted to be exclusive because so nobody else, hip-hop was a sport, as we were saying, and nobody wanted to be caught biting.
Exactly.
So what DJs used to do is they used to cover the labels of their wax so nobody could look over and lean and say, yo. And it was a sacrilege to think you could just go up to somebody's crates and thumb through them.
Exactly.
You might get your tail handed to you because you can't be doing that. You know, in the Boogie Down Bronx, Cool Herc would have had somebody choking somebody.
Boy. Yeah. It was all about originality, you know, back in those days, you copy somebody that's popular, everybody would clown you for
it.
You know what I mean? Nowadays, people will champion somebody that sounds like somebody that was already popular. And it's
Hip-hop
is more about originality and people having their own individual voices and their own styles, not borrowing and biting, you know?
Right.
Yeah, so the game has changed immensely.
The game has changed. Now, we're accepting biting now.
Yeah.
We encourage. They encourage it.
Yeah, it's true. They will say things like, "You don't sound like the new guys."
Right.
Or something.
Right.
And it's like, why does everyone have to sound the same?
Right.
It should be back to that original style.
Exactly.
Everyone their own unique voice. And
exactly.
It's like Run DMC didn't sound like anybody in those days. They just had the energy and duo. You know, the way they would rap back and forth. Man, wasn't nobody touching their style with it. And Run had the great ad libs.
Yep.
Super hype.
Yep.
Yeah, you young heads, pay attention because that's really what it needs to come back to, man.
Yes.
The problem is musicians and instruments are void of music, and now it's just a free-for-all of being stuck in a terrible rap purgatory of some sort. I don't know.
Yes.
But finishing up on what I was talking about on Thunder's 12 here, the Scratchapella was basically the acapellas of the songs with DJ Scratch it over it, and that's what JMJ, who was very dope.
Rest in peace.
Simplistic, but very, very rhythmic and on time. There's a tricky reprise. What did you say that was basically about? It was just ad libs.
Yeah, it's just them singing, you know, saying it's tricky over and over, throughout the song.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, and the club mixes where they was like trick. Okay.
Yeah.
So So here we are getting to the end of the album. I also want to point out as we're in the studio going through all this, talking about it and looking at novelties. Speaking of novelties, my main man DJ Thunder, he's got what are these right here, brother?
Funko Pops. Run DMC Funko Pops.
I guarantee you've seen them on the internet.
Word.
You got a whole gang of them joints, right?
A whole collection.
Word.
This right here, you got Jam Master J. You got
on the 1200 techniques.
Right.
Yeah.
You got Run and you got DMC.
And DMC with the stupid gazelles on.
Exactly.
Looking dope. Run with the little Chihuahua mustache. And then you got JMJ with the Run DMC logo right on the, just like it's supposed to be.
Right.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
With the DJ at the top of the stage like Terminator X.
Yep.
Remember Terminator X had the big lighted up X?
Yep.
That was hard.
And I also have to point out we have every format of the album in the studio with us right now, too.
Exactly.
Thunder's got the vinyl and the CD. I got the cassette tape.
Bam.
He's got the single, the 12-inch. I mean,
bam. I might have the 8-track somewhere.
He says it's got the 8-track in the ride.
But as I was saying, shout out to Glenn E. Friedman, who is a notable hip-hop photographer. And I know this because back in the day, see, kids, before you had MP3s and YouTubes, we used to have cassette tapes with J-cards, and we used to have records with liner notes that would give credit to whoever, anybody did anything on the project.
Right.
You guys are missing that. And we were reading that while we were listening to the soundtrack and soaking in the images that we were seeing.
Yeah.
Glenn E. Friedman has, I think, got a book. I seen it in Houston, Texas. I'm going there in June, and I'm going to try to find that book.
I think he's on Instagram still, too, so you can see all his photography on Instagram as well.
Yeah, he's done everybody, man. He's done Public Enemy, Salt and Pepper, you know, anybody and everybody.
I'm not surprised that cover is so dope, man, because the guy's got a great eye.
Man, that cover.
It's action.
That cover is classic.
It is.
For sure. Yo. Fellas, I had a good time. I'm glad we got together and did this.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely have to do it again, man.
Yeah,
big time fun.
Word. Thanks, and we appreciate WKUF for giving us the opportunity during this pandemic to bless you guys and get us back on the air until we come back on the air, which we will be soon. And that will be the Gaza Strip, the Thunderstorm Mix Show, and my show, Bring the Noise Radio. That's Gaza, DJ Thunder, me, Eduardo Scissorhands. We'll be back to y'all very soon. In the meantime, we're celebrating again, once again, the WKUF 35th anniversary presentation of Run DMC's iconic album, Raised in Hell, with the last two tracks, Son of Byford, Proud to Be Black. We'll holla at y'all. Easy.
Peace.
Peace.